And then they'd grind, some instances they'd grind this, the loin and sausage, and others would be ham and shoulder and bacon, and spare ribs and backbone.
Would that be smoked bacon?
They more or less all of them use some kind of either a sugar cure and a prepared smoke on it, or else they use some cases where they had their smoke houses and used this hickory smoke.
How about sliced bacon?
Well, of course, then it would be sliced after it was smoked. Your sliced bacon, though, would be, in my time, it was just very recently that we bought bacon out of the stores. It would be sliced, your slicing machines. I ran across a very interesting story the other day, and I can't think what magazine it was. It was the home of Robert E. Lee, Stanford Hall in Virginia.
Yeah.
Did you read that?
No, I haven't read it.
The history of that place, that is really... Kathy, where is that story I was telling you about, that Stanford? Was it in the Drover's Journal? Did you save it? I told her, she's always brings home the stories about history in high school, and I said that would be it. And just like this fellow that she quoted here, this Sherwood, he's her history teacher. He tells her about this stuff way back, you know, that what we're trying to get at. Somebody like that that's more or less followed it would have more terms of.
And they might just, of course, I'm interested in, the way you have it set up present day too.
Yeah.
Did you, out of the hog, did you ever get, did you ever make anything called head cheese?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was made of the pig legs.
Yeah. Called anything else?
Well, they made it out of the head and the feet and I think the lungs. I think they used to grind it, or my folks used to grind it.
You ever call that souse?
No, well, some locality and some nationalities. That comes in more or less your nationalities, I think.
But you did it yourself.
No, we never even made head cheese with it. We made what we call liver sausage, liverwurst. And that was about so much of the liver ground in with this other, see, that made the...
Did you ever make any other kinds of, you might say, byproducts from the hogs?
No, we never did, but...
Anything called scrapple?
Scrapple, it's... No, we never made it. But I've heard of it being made by different people.
In this very county?
Yeah, in this very county. You see, my dad used to... It was nothing for Dad to be gone every day. I'm known for maybe a week, 10 days at a time in the winter time, that he'd be one neighbor to next to helping him butcher.
Mm-hmm.
And different localities, or not localities, it more or less was different nationalities.
I see.
That you're different, they had a different way of making different things. See.
What was your father? Was your father a lifelong resident of this county too?
He moved. His mother moved here from Upper Sandusky, Ohio, and they lived right here at the west end of this road.
Hmm.
When he was 14 years old, and he died in 1939 at 75.